This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian President Vladimir Putin appeared to back down on Monday from Russia's objections to Sweden and Finland joining NATO, saying Moscow had no issues with them entering the U.S.-led military alliance they now aim to join in reaction to his invasion of Ukraine. Though Putin said Moscow would take action if NATO were to move troops or hardware onto the territory of its new members, steps Finland and Sweden have both already ruled out, he said NATO's expansion itself was not a threat. United Nations and International Red Cross officials continue to negotiate with the Russians for the evacuation of remaining Ukrainian fighters and civilians from the Azovstal steel plant in the southern port city of Mariupol, but without success, Russia continues to relentlessly bombard the plant. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Reporter Anna Chernikova, on the ground in Kyiv, told VOA Monday Russia's assault on the Mariupol steel plant Saturday included the use of weapons not seen before in the conflict.
Russian forces claimed that they actually used incendiary shells with termite layers, which are almost impossible to stop burning. And over the weekend, Azovstal was under severe attack from the sea, from the air, and from the land.
Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
The Ukraine invasion, now nearly 3 months old, has so far been a military disaster for Moscow, with its troops forced out of the north and also close to Kiev in late March. A Ukrainian counterattack in recent days has driven Russian forces out of the area near Kharkiv, the biggest city in the east. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app.